Blog Talk Radio.
You're tuned to
Disorderly Conduct
with your host,
Vince in the Bay.
Hi there, honey. I'm number one.
Hi there, fella. I'd like to see you after the show.
Vince in the Bay.
Check, test, one. Hey. It's Vince in the motherfucking bay. Back for another edition of Disorderly Conduct. It's Free Ball Friday, February 8th. 2013, I'm Vince in the Bay. I'll be your audio erotic host for the next 2 hours. I am unmuted. Fantastic. Welcome, early chit chatters. Hello, Soul Butter. Oh, yeah. Good to have Soul Butter back in the house. We got a non-sicko, but not really. Canadian Glenn, Chef Bonardee, Danny Dantalian back in the house. Danny was banned from the chat room last night. I hope he learned his lesson, and good to have him back. Good to see him in the chat. Dougie Doug is in the building. Melissa 13. Dude, Danny, how can this be awful already, Danny? I just started. It's impossible, dude. It can't be awful already. I just started. fuck. Wrestle League has such high standards. I just can't. I'll never be able to live up to your standards, Danny. Anyway, you're entitled to your opinion. It's fine. Who else do we have here? We have Melissa 13 in the house. What's up, Melissa? Niggers in Paris in the building. Scarlet Kitty in the house. And Soul Butter as well. Hello, ladies. And rounding things off with Vert. And before it all falls apart, says Canadian Glenn. What's going to fall apart, dude? What are you talking about? When has anything fallen apart on the show? Well, I guess last night things kind of came apart at the seams there. But that was just a minor speed bump. Back on track tonight. I'm Vince in the Bay. It's Free Ball Friday. I hope you're not wearing any underpants. I'm not. I have Candy in my chat room with his hand up again. I wonder if he's actually got a mic. Let's see. Let's check. I ask Candy, are you there? I can hear you. You're buzzing. I ask Candy, holding things down with that. Are you trying to talk to me in Morse code or something? I heard a beep. Yeah. Oh, okay. I can understand Morse code. He's saying, "Hello, Vince. I love your show. I wonder if you would do some phone sex for me." Aren't you a dude, though? Yeah, I don't swing that way, bro. I don't know where you heard that. Okay, enough of the buzzing and whatever that was. That was I Has Candy. Okay, yeah. It doesn't matter. You can call in and just and not even talk. You can just have a buzzing in the background and talk Morse code to me and with your keypad. It don't matter. As long as you call in, you dictate the conversation. Oh man, people are going nuts over this Chris Dorner dude. Day two of Chris Dorner, fugitive. The Soul Butter wants me to talk about the Tranny Awards in L.A. I know nothing about the Tranny Awards in L.A. You tell me about it. Why don't you call in and talk about it for us? Tell us about it. He's been on the run for a while, I know. But it's day two after he shot some fucking cops. That's where he crosses the line. That's when it becomes a real manhunt. I don't mean shit if you kill some civilians. It's once you cross that line and shoot cops. That's when it counts. Okay? That's where he crossed the line. Do you think they'd have this all-points bulletin, 200-some-odd officers working 12-hour shifts, crawling all over Southern California looking for this guy if he just had shot some random civilians? Hell no. They would not dedicate this much manpower to a manhunt had it not been a cop killer and a former cop. Jesus. What a fucked up story. I don't know if I really want to get into this. We can talk about anything. It's whatever. I hope you guys enjoyed my, if you follow me on Twitter, I just tweeted out, how they have titty sprinkles. Well, I found a picture of beaver sprinkles. If you know what I'm saying. I hope you enjoyed that, Soul Butter. You should try it sometime. Niggers in Paris is Team Dorner. And he wants to free Trayvon Martin. Don't know if that's going to happen, dude. All right, the chat room's already getting out of control. If you want to join me, it's open lines 347-826-7667. The only requirement is that you call in with your pants, no, with no underpants. That means, yeah, you're free balling. So if you're a chick, no panties. If you're a dude, no boxers, no tidy whities, none of that stuff. We're free balling here. Know what I'm saying? And if you don't, I wrote a song about it. Here it is. This is how it goes. All right, from the top, free balling. She's a good girl, loves her mama, loves Jesus and America too. She's got big tits, crazy about humping. She loves bareback and a vibrator too. It's a long day living in the Bay. It's a long day, 'cause I got a big penis. There's a hippie running through the yard, and I'm a bad boy, 'cause I don't even miss her. I'm a bad boy for wearing no underpants, 'cause I'm free, free balling. Yes, I'm free, free ballin'. Yes, I'm free, free ballin'. That's right, I'm wearing any underpants tonight, kids. I hope you aren't either. That's because I'm free. Free ballin'. That's when you're wearing pants with no underpants. Try it sometime. Enjoy it. Be liberated.
You're tuned to Disorderly Conduct with your host, Vince in the Bay. Call in now, biatches, 347-826-7667. And now, back to the show.
For the nigga who be talking loud and holding his dick, talking shit, he better lay low. For the bitch that said I got some shit up out of my dick, now she sick, she better lay low. For the niggas who be claiming my hood and really ain't for my gang, better lay low. I hope he don't be thinking I'm just talking and I won't do a thing. Really hope so.
Aw, yeah. You already know what it is. VITB back up in this. Don't be shy. Join me. 347-826-7667. I had somebody on hold, and I was just about to go to them in the screening room, and they dropped off. If you're listening and you were just called in and you had your hand up, I was just about to screen your call. If you want to call back, lines are open. Don't be shy, kids. 347-826-7667. You can also Skype in. But remember, you call that number and you press the number 1 to alert me that you want to be put on the air, and I will acquiesce and get you out there. Scarlet Kitty is shy. That's okay, Scarlet Kitty. You tweeted my show out. You tweeted at me about me. That was awesome. We're free balling. No panties tonight, ladies. Don't cheat. Oh, good times. Good times last night. Great show last night. Big ups to Astrid MacFags. Astrid MacFags was my co-host last night. She was awesome. She rage quit, though, once Nikki Smokes a Lot showed up, though. I think she's intimidated. I think she's intimidated by the chemistry that Nikki and I have. But the thing is, I have great chemistry with Assert, too. It was going great. But I guess chicks are catty that way. They just have to, you know, just has to be one at a time. Soul Butter, you should call in. The lines are open, Mountie. Waiting for you to join me. So everybody in the chat room wants me to get Dormer in here. Or Nick Knack says there's 6 degrees of separation, right? Someone's got to know Dormer here. And Guest says, I have Dormer on Skype right now. I'll ask him if he's down. And I haven't seen Guest get back to us yet. But, you know, I don't know if I want that guy on my show. To be honest. He seems kind of like bad news. Oh, speaking of funny news, I got some lulls today from Twitchy Team, or Team Twitchy, whatever the fuck they go by on Twitter. Michelle Malkin's Twitter sort of right-wing storify whatever thing. She, the Twitchy Team were tweeting, did a post about some of these accounts on Twitter glorifying and praising Dormer. And they were just straight up blatant troll accounts. I mean, this is right out of the GNAA, okay? And like, I'm pretty sure some of these were GNAA tweets. And I think they fell hook, line, and sinker for these trolls, and they published them. Or maybe they're just into publishing trolls. They're just like, yeah, you know what? Let's give attention to the naked underbelly of the internet, shall we? Unless that's their attitude, I don't know. 347-826-7667 is the number. Call in. Whatever's in your mind, it's up for grabs. It's open lines. Your calls take priority. We go to the phone lines and Danny Dantalian. What's up, Danny?
Yo, how'd you know it was me, man? What are you doing? Why are you hacking me, dude?
I'm not doing shit. I just...
Dude, you're hacking me, man. Dude, I'm going to call the police, dude. I'm calling my lawyer. You said I didn't tell you my name. You didn't scream the call.
You're breaking up. You're breaking up, man. You sound like you're Patriot Gregging there.
You didn't scream because you're DDoSing me. You hacked me. You knew it was me before I called in. What are you doing, Vince? What are you trying to pull here? What kind of trickery is this?
Is it just me, or is he Patriot Gregging?
Yeah, because you're DDoSing me, Vince, man.
I'm not DDoSing you. No, I know you guys.
Oh, you heard that.
I know Russell League DDoSes the shit out of me. I know how that feels. I wouldn't be surprised if I'm Patriot Gregging right now. But
Can you hear me now?
I'm not a hacksaw.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah, you sound fantastic now. You know, I think it's just Skype in general has been fucking up on BTR lately.
How do you know I'm
Patriot
on Skype,
Greg?
Man? Why are you scanning what? My user agent? How do you know I'm on Skype? You scanning my user agent, man. Come on, dude. You're playing show and tell with me. You don't want to tell me nothing, but you're showing me everything.
I'm not touching your agent. BTR is touching your agent.
Why is BTR touching my agent? I didn't give them consent to touch my agent.
It was pre-looped. It was like you were expecting it.
You know, that's typical. You know, that's typical.
I want to apologize for booting you last night. I feel like that was pretty harsh, but I did it for dramatic effect. I hope you understand that.
Oh, no, it's fine. You actually did me a favor.
Yeah. Most people just fall asleep to my show. But some people just grind it out and torture themselves. And sometimes you just gotta beat them to the punch.
So I heard, is I Have Candy listening?
Yeah.
Why doesn't he call in? He should call in.
He just called in. Listen to him. Listen, I'll unmute him. Go ahead, I Have Candy. Yeah, there it goes. See that dial tone shit? He's so beat, he doesn't have a headset, a microphone, or setup.
No, I think that wasn't dial tone. I think that's him speaking in his native tongue. You know how, like, because he's probably from Africa. You know how they're like, buddy, walk away. You know, I think that's what he was doing.
All right, fair enough. But he's got a buzzing noise. He's got a really bad connection. I think he's going through, like, 12 proxies and 4 VPN. And he's touring. All right, let's bring on another caller, shall we? I think this is Jamie. Jamie, what's up?
Subway Restaurants presents How Not to Have a Pizza.
Hey, your pizza's here.
It's about time. You were supposed to be here an hour ago.
Oh, yeah.
No commercials. Come on, dude. 347-826-7667. Danny, I guess you're my co-host tonight. You're the first person to call in.
Oh, yay. Vince, I actually think that might have been an indirect threat. Maybe somebody's going to get pizza bombed tonight, I think is what they were trying to say.
No way.
You have to read between the lines on these things.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Great. You know, I've been Chinese bombed alive on my show before.
With, like, Chinese... What is... That just sounds funny. Chinese bombed.
Yeah, shit ton of time Chinese food. I got a lot of sesame chicken, though. I ate all the sesame chicken.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's good stuff.
Bring on another caller here. Go ahead, caller. You're on the air. Who's this?
This is Ronald Langford speaking.
Shit. What's going on, Ronald Langford? What's happening?
Nothing. I'm repping Team Dorner lately. I don't know if you saw that.
Saw what?
Team Dorner. Have you seen Team Dorner?
I have not seen Team Dorner. Oh, my God. This is disgusting.
It's a hashtag.
I rep Team Dorner.
God. That's one of the things you just got to tweet. Is this. Look at this. All right, I'm going to check it out. Hang on. Enter it.
You should actually tweet the hashtag. You should put it in your profile, man.
It's
the American hero.
FC Hups Hustle says Team Dormer, death, do. 182 times retweeted.
What you don't understand is that is actually Navy SEAL cryptography that Dormer is using.
That doesn't even make sense.
It's Navy SEAL cryptography, dude.
Nipsey Hussle. Oh, where do they come up with this shit, man?
What you don't realize is that
what
Team Dorner is legion.
Nick-Nack just tweeted, listening to the Vince the Bay Blog Talk Show in support of Team Dorner and all things Dorner-esque. If you're a Dorner...
Oh, yeah.
That's not cool, dude.
Yeah, it is.
That is not cool, Nick-Nack.
Team Dorner.
I normally love Nick-Nack's tweets, but I do not appreciate that one. Lil Ugly Kane says, I am Team Dorner. Turtle says, don't be afraid to say you've seen Dorman. Incubus. Oh, Incubus. I have mixed feelings about this pet. Lives have been taken, but Team Dorner.
Oh, we're going to get your show some good ratings, man. We're going to make this happen.
That's not cool. Whatever you do, okay, it's fine. Just don't get Spike on. Whatever you do.
You want Spike on here?
No, never mind. 347-826-7667 is the number. Nick Knack says, you want me to delete it? Sorry, dude. Thought it was funny at the time. Yeah, it's fine. It's cool. I don't care. Whatever. Yeah, please delete it. Thank you. 347-826-7667 is the number. We have some people on the line, but they're just kind of hanging out. If you want to jump in here, just press 1, and we'll put you on the air with Danny and Ronald. Hey, you guys obviously are Wrestle League legends. I know WrestleMania is coming up. Do you guys want to talk about that? Who are you guys matched up with in WrestleMania?
Well, it's me and Forsaken versus Times and Womp from NetBashers.
NetBashers?
Yeah, it's me and Forsaken versus Times and Womp from NetBashers. I'm not sure who Danny's matched up with.
I'm actually going against Slim Shady or whatever his name is. Shady player. Who has yet to even...
That's Vince's friend.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's my minister of late night VCR foreign relations.
He's yet to even do anything. So is he here? Why didn't he do the intro? He usually does the intro for your show.
Patriot Greg.
Let's take another call. Caller, you're on the air. Who's this? Hello, caller, you're there.
It's right on track with the new Thomas the Tank Engine turntable playset. Now it's got track, an engine shed, and a turntable to turn out lots of new fun for Thomas and all his pals, like Rusty, Duncan, Sir Handel, and the rest of the gang. And pulling up to the station in his shiny new car, everyone's favorite controller, Sir Topham Hatt. Thomas the Tank Engine and friends' new turntable and track playset from Myrtle. They really take you places.
347-826-7667. I don't appreciate the soundboards. I really don't. It doesn't do anything for me. Like, that was not lulzy. There was nothing exciting about or entertaining about that at all.
I think that might have been a YouTube video, to be honest.
That's some fail right there. So, apparently Asshurt doesn't qualify as a girl. Sorry, says I Has Candy.
I mean, he would know. I mean, I'm sure he has much experience with females. I mean,
oh,
I'd like
now
to have
I'm
them.
Patriot Gregging. Now I'm Patriot Gregging. Oh, that's great. That's just fantastical.
Like, I would like to actually have.
I think we're both
Candy.
I think we're both getting DDoSed by Anonymous, dude.
Probably. I'd actually like to have I Has Candy come on and talk about his experiences with the females. I think they'd be intriguing.
Greg.
Oh my God, dude! Seriously, why are we even doing this? Why are we even?
You know what? I'm gonna go to a song and call back in on my phone because it'll be better than this. Seriously. Hey, Ronald Langford.
Yeah.
Can I get a shit?
Shit.
Yeah. All right. I'm gonna tend to some technical difficulties here. Let's take a break. I'll call right back in. 347-826-7667. Join me. I got Danny Dantalian and Ronald Langford, and we'll be right back. I'm going to try to fix this Skype bullshit.
Calling through the faraway town. Now
boys and girls, coming and calling. Now don't look to us, phony Beatlemania, the Britain of stars. London calling, see we ain't got no swing, except for the rain and the crunch of things. The ice is coming, the sun's zooming in, meltdown expected, the wheat is within. Engines stop running, but I have no fear, cause London is drowning. I live by the river, to the imitation zone. Forget it, brother, you can go it alone. London calling, to the zombies of death, quit holding out and draw another breath. London calling, and I don't want to shout, but while we were talking, I saw you nodding out. London calling, see we ain't got no hide, except for that one with the yellowy eyes. The ice is coming, the sun's coming in, engines stop running, the wheat is going to be a nuclear error. But I have no fear, cause London is drowning. And I live by the river.
Disorderly Conduct with your host, Vince in the Bay. Call in now, biatches, 347-826-7667. And now, back to the show.
I am under... I'm Vince in the Bay, and I'm under cyber attack right now from, I'm not sure who exactly, I think it might be the fact that people are including me on the hashtag Dormer Fan Club, Dormer Legion, Team Dorner. I keep saying Dormer because the R and N together looks like an M, but Dorner, Dorner Legion, Dorner Fan Club, I want Dorner's babies. Gonzo PhD says Pearl Jam releases Don't Call Me Dormer. What the fuck? This is disgusting. Yeah, Knickknack. Liquid, thank you. Thank you for starting Team Dorner. Due to that, I'm now under cyber attack. I'm now on the run. I'm a fugitive from the law. I am now, I've switched to my cell phone. I've left my location. I don't know what's going on. I have a friend of mine who's going to step in and watch the switchboard. But I'm on the run now. It's obvious that there's, you know, this all this. I mean, I know what this is about. This is about my stance on bacon. And I'm reading between the lines here, and this is a plot to associate me with some sort of psychopath. Or look at the people included in here. Forsaken is tweeting Sue Basco, Ron Brott, Paterico. Jesus. people that owe me 40 ounce. PTOM40. That's the new hashtag, huh? Jesus Christ. No, I've gone to my backup communications, and so I have a headset and a little microphone, and it's really janky, so it might sound weird unless I talk directly into it. Maybe it distorts. I don't know. But basically, I'm on the run now. I think I got Dandy Dantalion and...
I tried to fix my mic. Is it better now?
I can't tell. I don't know. I'm running right now. I'm seriously a little bit winded.
Listen, what you need to do, you need to, like, okay, make sure that you sleep underneath cars, right? Yeah, stay out of populated areas. You're probably going to want to, if your shoes are made out of leather, you can live off of that for at least 2 weeks. Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking, bro. Vince is a 6-foot-tall black man with a blue Toyota truck. No, I'm not, dude. I'm 6'3", and I'm white, and I don't drive a truck.
Are you a nigger?
Absolutely not.
Good. I was about to fucking hang up. That was close.
347-826-7667 is the number. I have a caller on the line, I believe. Go ahead, caller. You're on the air.
Thomas, the cheeky, fuzzy little tank engine.
Really? Fucking douchebag. I bet you that guy has candy. He's the only person that could possibly think that's funny.
No, that was somebody's throwaway troll Skype account. See, I mean, it's just pointless. You're just going to hang up on it. Wait, Scarlet Kitty's talking about my donut fix. I am a recovering donut addict. I haven't had a donut. I've been sober from donuts for about, I don't know, 2 or 3 years now. I've been really good about it. Well, is it just me, or is there an extreme amount of static present? Can anybody hear that? Anyway, sorry guys, I didn't mute you for a second there. Alright, Bert said yes, lots. Alright, yeah, it was Danny. Yeah, I muted it. Thank you, Ma. Okay. So, I want to give a shout out to the chatters. Anon Blue, Anon Sicko, Antichrist 73, Canadian Glenn, Chef Bonardee, Danny Dantalion, Demon Snake. Nice, Demon Snake. Dude, I think I saw Demon Snake open for Slayer in 94 at the Warfield. Big ups to Demon Snake. Dougie. Gonzo PhD. Thanks for all those tweets, Gonzo PhD. Guest, a.k.a. GU357. Speaking of guests, a few guest listeners in there, lurkers. You fixed the static, Danny? All right, let's try it again. We lost Danny Dantalion. We have Danny. We lost...
Is that better now?
Yeah, you sound better now. We lost...
You know how I fixed it?
That's right.
I just started beating the shit out of the microphone until it went away, and that actually did it. Not even lying.
Cole Butter saw Jerry at 94 at the Warfield. I never saw Jerry solo. I saw the Grateful Dead at the Coliseum a couple of times. Cole Butter wants you to smack it hard, Danny.
Who? Who what?
I think she wants you to fap on air or something.
Oh. She wouldn't be the first.
I don't know what that means. All right, take a call. Poop Tickler Senior. Go ahead.
Yes, it's Poop Tickler, yo.
Hello, Poop Particular, are you there? Hello? Poop Particular Senior, you're unmuted. Hello.
What's the Bill Wagner crew up in this bitch?
Is that Bill Wagner crew? Is that, I'm not hearing anything.
Some Spanish chick hammering our Google Hangout. Like, laying down, she's got a skimpy-ass dress on. Like, who is this?
Yeah, I don't know what's going on with that. Thanks. I appreciate the call, Poop Tickler. We couldn't hear anything there. But, oh, yeah, I didn't finish the chat room. Jesus Christ. We got Melissa 13, Knickknack, who is responsible for this whole fiasco on Twitter, associating my show with this stupid Team Dorner handle on Twitter. Nyan Wall, Kitty, Scarlet Kitty. Thank you for the tweet, Scarlet Kitty. Soul Butter. And the Hizzy. Tales of Hare and Harry and Vert. Sick people. So I heard that Josh Covelli got out of whatever he was in. He's free now in Oakland. Good for that guy. One of the, whatchamacallit, PayPal 14. Oh, man, Lee Stranahan came out of left field the other day and said, do you think that I work for the FBI? I was like, what? I was like, wait, and I had to think about it for a second. I was like, wait, you work with Brandon Darby. I think technically, yeah, I think you do, right? I actually, speaking of Stranahan, I think I caught him on, you on his show for a little bit. Were you on Stranahan's show at one point? Danny, you there? Hello? Is this on? Can you even hear me?
Yeah, I'm here. What's up? Stranahan show?
Yeah, that was a trip. I actually caught part of that when you were on that show. What's that noise, dude? What the hell is that noise, man? What is going on over there? All right, Knickknack called in. I'm not going to kick you, Knickknack, unless that's you just playing the soundboards. All right, who's this? Caller, you're on the air.
Underfed kids, beaten kids, molested kids, lost kids, crying kids, homeless kids, hit-and-run kids, broken arm kids, broken leg kids, broken head kids, sick kids, dying kids, dead kids, underfed kids.
Look what I'm dealing with, man. I'm dealing with fools and trolls. Bring me a challenge, somebody. Bring me a freaking challenge because, you know, it just ain't there. Winning.
No, actually, kind of losing, man. That was fail. Oh, man, we still have over an hour and 15 minutes left of this, folks. And the soundboards are only getting started, it seems like.
So, yeah, I was telling you about Stranahan.
Yeah, what about it?
So I was on his show, and, you know, we were talking about movies and stuff. It was really neat, and I really...
What the hell was that, man?
What was what? I was just telling you about Stranahan's show. We were talking about movies and stuff.
Yeah, and then there was some weird static going on.
I don't know what that is, dude. I was just sitting here talking to you.
That right there.
Right there.
What's talking about? I don't hear anything.
All right, there's some creepy, weird shit going on. I'm going to switch back to my my Skype and see if that works better now. Hang on.
All right, yeah, I don't know. I guess I can take over while you're gone. I mean, we always do anyway, right? So, ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to Russell League Radio live on Friday night. Go ahead and hit us up at...
Okay, that's some bullshit, dude. LAPD is not about to raid Vince. I don't know. What would be better, to have Dorner or the LAPD bust down the door right now? LAPD is monitoring my bandwidth. You're right. I'm under cyber attack right now, folks. I'm sorry for the technical difficulties. Danny and I are both under cyber attack right now, simultaneously through BTR. I apologize for the quality. We're just going to try to power it through it. Danny, you're back.
Yes. I was just trying to take over while you were absent, you know, just to keep things going.
No, you tried to turn the show into Wrestle League Radio.
No, I didn't.
I heard that, man.
Talking about. You were gone. I was just trying to do you a favor.
I wasn't gone. I was just switching to my microphone.
Just trying to keep the continuity going, man. You know, you don't want dead air on the
No. You
show.
Were trying. That was not continuity. That was like trying to take it in a completely different direction.
No, I don't know. I'm just trying to do you a favor, man.
No, it's cool. No, you're doing what every co-host should do. Take over, vamp, ad lib, make some shit up, take over, whatever you got to do. No, that happens all the time. People, there used to be this group of kids out of Milwaukee that would just, there was a group of their friends and they all had BTR accounts. This is back when BTR was free. And it was this group of dudes in the fucking hood and their girlfriends and shit. And they would be doing late night sex shows and shit. And every once in a while, they would get, you know, whatever. Somebody would come on and just totally take over their show. And they would always say, oh, it's the sidebar blue, Miss PG, but Petey Green, it's the Petey Green takeover. All right, let's try this caller. Go ahead, caller. What do you got for me? That sounds awful.
Deal with it. Oh, wait, can't process it. Losers, winning. Bye-bye.
Yeah, Wrestle League takeover. That's what the show was for a good solid month and a half, 2 months for there for a while. Pretty steady. I'm glad that they have Wrestle League Radio now, for real, though.
Yeah.
That's been a long time coming. And I'm sure this is just the tip of the iceberg. There's going to be Wrestle League films, Wrestle League TV shows, Wrestle League trading cards. I really don't appreciate Assert MacFags laughing and retweeting all these names. You know, I don't like being in the same... I don't feel comfortable being in the same tweet mentioned with she whose name we shall not say and he whose name we shall not say. That's not cool. I don't want them to see my... I'm blocked by them. They're blocked by me. And it's... What are you doing? I'm getting some echo here. All right, Danny, you're in timeout. Getting some feedback there. So... Gonzo says, rumor had it that Strani was an FBI plant. Oh. I don't know about that, Gonzo. That sounds pretty far-fetched. But Gonzo also says, she whose name we shall not say and he whose name we shall not say, radio show, the Tinfoil Hour. That would be, you know what? I think they're made for each other. I really do. I think they should be united. B&B. It just works. Baskill and Breitard. That's almost like a sitcom. Like, forget a radio show. It's like a sitcom, dude. It's a reality show, man. Bat Cat and Lee. Yeah, Bat Cat kind of dropped off the scene there, huh? It was cool we had him on the show while we did, right? All right, let's try this caller. Go ahead. Poop Tickler Senior, you're on.
Thomas, the cheeky, fuzzy little tank engine, and his pal from Shining Time Station could be rolling down the track at your house now. From the island of Sodor, they're spicy young Mavis,
Sodor?
Classy Daisy, and mischievous Bill and Ben. Better watch out for those two.
Now Ertl has a whole world of Thomas toys.
Ertl?
Four colorful adventures from shipyard to construction site. Follow the track and see where it leads you. Shining Time Station, Thomas the Tank Engine, well, from Ertl.
Fire! There's trouble on Sodor. Who can help?
All right, this is a complete train wreck. I apologize, folks. It's Free Ball Friday, though. What do you want? It's open lines. This is what I got. I'm working with what I got here. I don't know what Danny's doing. I think he's shooting up or something. He's being really quiet. What is that noise you're making, dude? It's a weird noise, man. What are you doing? Do you hear that, people? Am I the only one that's not hearing that? It sounds kind of disgusting. All right, I'm going to take a call. Go ahead, caller. You're on the air. Who's this?
Yeah, what up, Negroes?
Nothing much. Who's this and what's on your mind?
This is Ricky Lee calling out of L.A.
Oh, Ricky Lee. Great to have you here. What's on your mind tonight, homie?
Well, I got this motherfucking cop. I've been hiding out here up in the crib.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah,
Christ.
Darn it, that nigga.
Go ahead, Ricky Lee. Ricky Lee, live on the air. He's in Los Angeles, California. He's reporting for us. What do you got?
Now, you're going to have to excuse the radio in the background. I got some crackers over here next door.
Oh, okay. No worries. What's up?
So, anyway, we fitting to holler, fuck the police, and, you know.
Wait, are you talking
about that the, ass Mac bags?
Are you, like, part of the Dorner Loot crew or something?
Say what?
Are you, like, Dorner Loot crew, or are you part of this Team Dorner?
Oh, yeah, hell yeah. I represent.
Why,
and
why,
I tell you
why,
one other thing.
What?
That ass hurt Mac fags. She got my nigga Candy's jacking his shit. I has Candy's.
Okay, I think that's it. 347-826-7667. People reaching out. I has Candy says, you can't call into your own show without an ISDN and expect to share the same broadcast quality. Your quality is crap now. My quality is crap. The quality has always been crap, but it's too bad that it's we lost Ricky Lee. That's really too bad. I'm glad he checked in, though. Anyway, Danny's back.
Because
like some feedback thing going on every once in a while, and I just have to
understand what's going on with this, man.
Yeah, you know what? Now it's happening.
What are you talking about, dude? I'm just.
Hang on a second. Caller, you're on the air. Who's this?
Making pancakes. Take some
really?
Bacon and I'll put it in a pancake.
That's terrible. That's terrible. Caller, you're on the air. Who's
that? What, nigga?
Hey,
what, nigga?
This is some bullshit.
Oh, yeah, nigga.
What, this in the bay?
Shit. Who
Nobody
the fuck?
Likes you. Everybody hates you.
I have nothing but disdain for you.
Fuck off.
Squash.
Did you hear that tone, nigga? Did you hear that tone? Who doubted me? Fuck you.
I am here.
Peace.
We don't need you to mute anymore. Mute ourselves.
Hey, it's Jamie.
Yeah, Vince. Vince.
I got a dong for you right here, dude.
Oh yeah. Oh, yeah. How large is it?
Five minutes.
What's up?
I would like for you to know. All right, look, shut up. Listen to me real quick.
No.
Hang up. Fuck your
shit. It's feeding back. Seriously. Go ahead. What'd you say?
Okay. I have Geist, Ronald Langford,
Seven,
Spyco,
reaching out. I have
me, Kitty Buck, X you out.
Oh, you're on the air.
Elliot, Floss.
Bullshit.
And Danny.
Oh, yeah.
Right
that's
here.
Feeding back. That's why I can hear his ass. He's like, oh. Party going on. Twitch people live all the time, man.
What? I can't hear you. You're niggering again.
All right, you guys take over the show. I'm going to work on this. Hang on. Go ahead.
Sweet. We on the
Hell
end.
Yeah.
That's awesome, dude.
Is it our show? It's our show now?
I just want to get a shout-out.
Show now. Take over. I'm
hard.
Vince of the Bay show proudly represents Team Dorner. I just want to throw that out there.
Hey, come on. No, this platform, please. I would appreciate it if you don't abuse this platform with that hashtag. All right?
What's wrong with Team Dorner? Team Dorner's pretty cool. I know
that. Yeah,
guy.
Man. Me and Dorner go way back. We went to boot camp together. He's a cool dude, you know.
Yeah, we need to use the panic right now to just fucking loot everything in Los Angeles, dude.
I agree.
Like,
that's actually such a good idea.
Like, you know, steal all the things.
Like, I'm going to go down to Walmart tonight and steal me a fucking Xbox Kinect.
Dude, I want that MacBook Pro.
We got 47 feet of snow.
47 feet of snow.
47 feet, man. That's fucking high.
Yes, 47 feet.
Wait, choose a great tasting milk.
Oh, man.
Frankly, my dear, I don't give a damn.
Oh, okay, I came. Thanks. Oh, that was hot. Hang on a second, guys. I got to check in with Shady Playa. What's up, Shady Playa?
Much Vintage Playing Legends or Karina time and listening into your show.
Dude, you're Patriot Gregging, too. Everybody that's on Skype, Patriot Greg's like a motherfucker. I'm going to try Google fucking, whatchamacallit.
Oh, boy. So it is a Skype
issue. Hey, dude, check this out. Shady, I'm going to put you on with, the 10,000 troll-headed monster. Check it out.
Yeah.
Is that Shady Player?
Yep.
The guy who called into our show last week?
Hi, nigger.
A rat.
Or wait, no, you're a Jew.
That's the guy who got squashed off our show.
Can I just say, I'm a member of the Gay Nigger Association of America, and you genuinely have the gayest name I have ever heard. I just wanted to know if you wanted to join. Do you want to sign up?
Not right now, but thanks for the offer.
I can have a word with Leon Kaiser and get you in if you want.
Someone switch over to fucking Vince of the Bay's blog talk radio link and make sure we're not in the fucking green room like he always pussy ass does and shit.
We are, you tell us.
Stop fucking doing that.
Oh, yeah. Frankly, my dear, I don't give a damn.
God, what if Vince is fucking Von Rage right now? That's what you hear.
Oh, that is definitely
Spyko.
Spyko,
for God's sake, please.
Oh, it's Spyko?
Oh, it's so hard.
I'm hard.
Yeah, like $20 says we're in the fucking green room.
I'm
about
to check.
No, we're not in the green room, yo.
No, we're not in the green room?
Oh, for real?
No, we're not.
So,
I'm listening
yes.
to the show on Skype. We're not.
All right, so we've taken over the show for beeps and porn. And, all right.
Oh, sweet. This is awesome.
Oh, yeah.
Superstar now.
We've actually built like a WrestleLeague.net in Google Plus and Infection Tower.
Unreal. This is Vince in the Bay every Friday and Saturday night. Surprise, niggas!
Take down your pants. Are you on the level? You're going to take down your pants, or do I have to do it for you? Come on.
All 24 callers are unmuted.
Plus the 48 callers that are on the line. And I kind of like
it. I am pretty goddamn sure that Vince, every time he hears any of us call in, wants to kill his son.
No, radioactive monster! Wham, wham. Oh, you almost forgot! Dr. Dreadful Drink Lab's gone radioactive food! It's a nuclear blast! Mm. The new Dr. Dreadful Radioactive Food Lab and Radioactive Drink Lab!
Dude, the chat room seems like they're enjoying this right now.
The chat room loves it.
Why?
Because they're dumb.
Look at the chat room. They're like
isn't
fucking...
There, isn't there only 10 people in there anyway?
Oh, it's the only entertainment. Oh. Oh.
Who? Like fucking Von Rage, Hammer?
I'm going to look now. Yeah, I'm going to look now. I'll give you a list. It's Ain't On Blue.
Sicko's hot girlfriend's in there.
Anti-Crisis, Canadian Glenn, Chef Bonardi.
Anti-Crisis? That's a fucking awesome name, man.
Nah, he's cool. Demon, I like him.
Demon Snake, Desert
Already
Rose, Dougie Doug, Gonzo.
Gonzo's cool,
too. Yeah, do we have another spot open in here for Gonzo?
Yeah.
All right, yeah, someone drop him the link. But do it in DM. Don't fucking...
Soul Butter, you should call in. Hello. Hey, everybody. They're in the green room now. 347-826-7667. That's the number you call. So, Soul Butter, call in, please. Please save me, Soul Butter. I'm going to put them back on in a second. They're hilarious, but they're also a lot of them. And I'm not appreciating Floss in the chat room. All right, little chat room moderation there. Floss. Time out. 2 minutes for scrolling. It's 2 minutes for scrolling. Floss. This is not cool, people. This has turned into just complete trash radio. I don't appreciate it. I got a shit ton of callers on here, plus one call that has like 48 trolls of the most notorious trolls on the internet in it. I've got, oh my God, I got Danny D'Italian on timeout. This is disgusting. Desert Rose, somebody save me, please, for the love of God. All right, I'm going to put them back on. Let's see what they're doing.
Oh, shit.
Hi,
oh,
nigger.
Yeah, nigger.
I'm on the internet radio. Am I famous now? Now, why did you mute me?
What you're hearing right now is you're hearing the conglomeration of Spyco getting deep-throated by some random fat bitch. All right. That siren is the sound of possibly Von Rage coming to invade your asshole.
JD player calling people new fags when he uses the fucking quote thing from 4chan in the fucking chat box.
Someone's talking shit about Russell. Hey guys.
Oh my God, he's so weird.
Everybody stay alert. You've got an enemy on your tail. Use the barrel roll. Do a barrel roll.
Look at this guy. He's saying kill that fucking fake accent. Nigga, please.
Why do you know he's talking about you?
Is anyone else got a fucking accent on this
motherfucker?
Yeah,
all of you.
Yeah,
all
come
of
on.
Don't
be a dumb
nigga. Oh my god, stop with the soundboard. For
you're getting serious now.
Like,
shady player.
Vince just said he is. I'm not just assuming for no reason, dude.
Vince, shady player made a remark a few minutes ago that I'd like to address.
Okay, what is that?
Oh, he sounds so mad.
He's just fucking mad because we quashed him off the show last week.
He was
so fucking pissed.
He was saying that basically, he said, greater than implying Russell League are trolls and not new fags. So he's saying that anything is greater than that statement, basically. So I guess he wasn't taking a shot at us.
I don't know.
All I know, he said he's going to drop our logs. I guess I should be scared. I don't know.
Oh, public logs again?
Public logs.
Frightened.
Chat logs.
Oh, no.
Are we live again?
I'm also assuming that I'm Russell.
Shit.
No, you guys aren't live. You guys are not live.
Oh, hey.
Hi, Ben.
I'm checking in on the green room. I'm just checking in on the green room, seeing what you guys are doing.
I've been hanging out with Shady Playa.
He's been talking a lot of shit. Shady Playa.
No, you haven't. You've been sitting there contemplating slashing your fucking wrist right after this show. I already know, dude. I can hear the depression.
Russell League or new fags? Russell League or new fags?
347-826-7667 is the number. That's not even just Russell League. That's Russell League and Reaper Sec. That's Reaper League, essentially, that we have there. There's some serious troll action going on that one call, dude. That's insane. That's a radio show in and of itself. So what do you got to say, Shady Playa? Other than that, is that all you have to say, really? Is that
Russell League or new fags? That's all I got to say.
Very well, then. So be it. Let's see who this is. Go ahead, Donnie, you're on the air.
It's at the core, stuff like the more. I'm such a lover, but it's left with enough force to grow a fucking army.
Alright, no fucking salsa hip hop. Alright, so you get her back. Hey, Spike, where's
music.
Hey, Spike, where's Epic Sax dude?
Who?
That's terrible. You guys got some serious feedback action going on there. You need to clean that up. It's terrible. Oh God, Floss is still going at it in the chat room. God damn it! Between moderating the chat room and moderating my switchboard, I don't know how I can even talk on a show. It's horrible. And then you got a conference call there with 30 of the most notorious trolls on the internet. It's like this big 30-headed monster. And everybody's patriot gragging. It's disgusting. This show is just one to not remember. That's okay. They can't all be winners, kids. It's all right. We all can't be winners. Losers have to lose sometimes. Driving Miss Dorner. Oh my God, you guys are not going to. Dumb and Dorner. Oh my God, you're doing movies with Dorner in it. Oh, replacing Dorner. Oh my God. You people are sick. This is the naked underbelly of the internet, folks. You want to hear it? Here it is, right here. Go ahead, guys, you're on.
Two, okay?
I think he unmuted us.
Oh, yeah. I see a lot of
yeah,
going on in there.
Hang on a second.
This wasn't just Reaper and Russell. Like, I've got respect for both of those guys, but I'm a fucking gay nigger. God damn it. And Russell. Like, I've got respect for both of those guys. I'm a fucking gay nigger. God damn it.
Keep it in there.
My God. I've got respect for both of those guys.
Feedback party going on over there.
What the fuck? Okay, so seriously, like, first of all, Reaper sex don't troll with Wrestle League. So whoever came up with that is a fucking retard, because that never happened and never will happen. So stop putting the two together. How about that?
Oh, I'll put them together because you guys cross-pollinate all the time.
No, we don't, because I talk to one person from Reaper sex. That doesn't make it the cruise. Intertwined, you're just confusing the two of them. I talked to Anonymous. That doesn't make me Anonymous, does it?
Yeah, former members of Black Sabbath teaming up with former members of Guns N' Roses. You put that somewhere on the bill.
You're being a fucking retard, because you know what? Just because I talk to one person that happens to be in Reaper Six does not make Reaper Sick and Wrestle League the same thing. We don't work together. We don't pull together. The rest, shut up. The rest of fucking Reaper Sick have nothing to do with what we do. Okay? That's like I talked to Anon Sicko, who is anonymous, okay? That doesn't make fucking Wrestle League anonymous, does it? Your logic
anonymous was in
any sense.
I'm so glad this happened.
Yeah, I thought Anonymous was in
Russell League. Look at you. Anonymous is in Russell League?
Just, yeah, isn't a Viz for Show? Viz for Show. Anonymous, dude. Isn't Viz for Show in there? Oh, what's here? Great, great.
No, Viz is not here. This is Neep talking. I don't have a Twitter right now because some fucking asshole reported me, but that's fine. I'm not even mad.
What? Wait,
huh?
First of all, I apologize.
What?
Never mind. Just go ahead. Take over the show. Go ahead, guys. Just do what you gotta do. I'm just gonna take my headphones off, lay in bed, get out some lotion, and let you guys just do your thing.
Look, man, we're
going to
know why Shady Player deleted his
attitude, all right?
We are just
simple
niggers
with
attitude.
Hey,
let's
play some epic sax guy, dude.
No, wait, before you do that, Spyko, I'd like to know why Shady Player deleted his Twitter.
He didn't.
Yeah, what? He did.
No, he's still there.
Nah, he got hacked. He got hacked by anonymous owner.
What's your handle on Twitter?
ShadyPlayer91.
He changed it. Yeah,
oh,
no.
He changed it?
Oh, there, though.
What?
Dude, how are you going to call somebody a new fag when you're using freaking green text shit on Blog Talk Radio?
This is my first time on this show, by the way.
Because it doesn't fucking do anything.
I'm honored.
You guys sound very upset right now.
Everybody's getting it, because I can't get a fucking word out of my own goddamn show. I'm sorry I had to come to that, but I wish Meeps would have come not attached to the 47 other trolls. I don't care what you want to call yourselves or not call yourselves. It's fucking annoying when you're all talking over each other. I know my show turns out like that every night. But I don't need to double up and triple up on that, all right? It's bad enough as it is. And I'm honored to have Meeps on the show. I think she is a very sexy woman and she's pretty badass. And it's too bad that I can't hear her talk. So I'm going to try unmuting them and see if I can hear her talk. Go ahead, Meeps, you're on.
Oh, can Meeps right there.
Let her talk.
Go ahead, Chair.
Hey, Meeps, you were recently, are you back on Twitter yet, or what's going on with that?
I don't know. I don't know. Somebody reported me because apparently they were mad. Yeah, my Twitter. because they were mad. But it's not the end of the world, because you know what? I can still communicate on the internet, and I am not going to hang myself because Twitter is not...
No, Twitter's the end of the world. If you're not on Twitter, forget it.
Well, it's like that fucking bitch, Truth is Sexy, when she got her account suspended. She was, like, being so dramatic about it. She was acting like she had just gotten news that she has AIDS, and she's dying on her deathbed. And she was telling everyone to please forward messages to her online boyfriend. And it's like, why? Like, you can just make another Twitter and people can talk to you there. Like, boyfriend? And you're acting, like, why? Like, you can just make another Twitter and people... Voice. Yeah.
Dude, is he playing that sexy music while you're talking, for real?
Yeah, he is. Spike
is
a voice
Spike,
line, so it's
I
fucking
have it.
Niggering
I'm glad
out.
It up. It's good to tee it up. But
Spike is niggering out. So anyways, I'm just saying, it's not the end of the world. I don't really care. It's a fucking Twitter account, whatever. Schmoop has been suspended like 50 million times. That's all.
I'd like to address something. You hear, Vince?
Oh, yeah, nigga! Yeah, nigga!
Spike, you hear, Vince?
Oh, yeah, nigga!
Oh, I fucking love that big sax guy.
Yeah.
I'm so hard.
Spike!
I fucking love that guy.
Yeah, yeah. I support whatever is happening right now. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, that sounded like it was getting choppy and fucked up. Spike, you should call in on a separate line and do your thing. I like that one night. Just that one night, he was like my in-house DJ. But that was the only thing he played. Was like, Spike, on the ones and twos. Go ahead, take it over, Spike. And he just cut to Epic Sound Guy loop. All right, check this out. We have Geist on the line. Go ahead, Geist.
I don't want to say anything. I just wanted to... yeah, I can hear myself. This is terrible. I'm... hold on.
Are you on some sort of delay or something? What's up?
It's the G+.
Oh. Okay, yeah. I'm having some issues with Skype myself. It kind of sucks. You just want to listen? Is that what you meant?
Basically.
All right, because your hand's up. You press 1, and it, like, says that you want to talk. But whatever, I'll just put you back on hold. All right, let's see if let's see what's going on with these guys again. Go ahead, guys. You're on the air.
All right. Hey, Vince, let me address something real quick with you. I want to talk to just you, okay?
How are you doing?
Spyko, shut the fuck up. Vince... You fucked up in one thing by associating Russell League and ReaperSec. I will go ahead and say that while I have friends in Russell League, ReaperSec has absolutely no part of what Russell League does, and Russell League has no part of what ReaperSec does. The fact that I have friendships with people in Russell League and pretty much a family kind of fucking feel with ReaperSec doesn't mean that we're one and the same. Period. I've got friends in fucking Anonymous, and I hate that group. But the individual people within it, I can respect. Like Sicko, for instance. Sicko is one of the very few Anons that I can sit and have an intelligent conversation with, not get pissed off at, and not have things turn into some heated argument that's going to fucking end conversation forever. Sicko is one of the very few people in Anon that I can see where they're coming from, and he can see where I'm coming from. So for you to make an ignorant statement like Reaper League or whatever the fuck you said, dude, you're quickly becoming a potato, and the fact that that happens is why this shit happens. Why a group of people in a hangout calls your show up just to spam it with fucking nonsense. It's because you spit out nonsense. I liked your show when I first started fucking calling in. And then somewhere you went far fucking left. And when you went that route, that's when I said, you know what? You're nothing more than troll food. Now, I can respect you because I've had conversations with you one-on-one before, and you showed a side of intelligence that not a lot of people show. But for you to make ignorant statements like that just because I have friends in Russell League and I'm a part of ReaperSec, that's no. That's a big no. So let's just make that 100% clear that those are two different groups, just like Anonymous is a completely different group. So, yeah. That's all I got to say. It's up to the rest of the group in the fucking hangout what happens now. So I'm going to hand it back over to them. And if so,
all right, well, yeah. I just want to say something, and that Tyr is lying, and that this group does exist.
Shut up, Geist.
You can never stop Reaper League.
We are in the green room. Guys, we are in the green room.
Oh, what the fuck?
We're not even on air.
Well, someone's going to keep me, like, you know, posted. I'm kind of out of it right now.
You're back.
Oh, are we?
See?
Wait, are we on? Oh, we are on the air and he's in the green room? I bet you he's sexing someone up. That motherfucker didn't even listen to what the hell.
That he's sexing someone up, but that never really happened.
I mean, the truth be told, the only thing that ReaperSec and Russell League have in common is that Tyr touches my boobs every day.
Yeah, yeah.
That's about it. That's the only connection, really.
Pretty much. I mean, I'm not going to have this conversation on air.
You already started it.
Vince will finally get his domination submission show right now if this continues. So.
Thank you.
Oh, God.
Geist, you cannot fap. You are on
I'm
camera.
I'm not planning on it.
And yeah,
do not better his show, please. Do not better his show.
Give me like 2 seconds. I gotta go grab my lotion, and then you guys can start.
It sounds like somebody's already fapping. What the hell's going on?
Do
what are you guys doing in here?
I'm sorry. I couldn't help it.
What are you guys doing in here?
Fucking.
Yeah, this is a Russell League orgy.
Like,
a Reaper League orgy.
Hey, I'm here too. Come on now.
Well, you always use a gay nigger.
Me Kitty Puck is just getting plowed right now. Straight in the anus.
How do you throw fucking gay niggers in there?
All right, you guys are on timeout for a second. You're back. All right. Check this out. Look, I don't want any trouble, all right? I think you guys are cool, and it's all good. I understand. It was no hard feelings. I was just kind of trolling, having a good time, and it's all good. I get it. There's two different entities, and you know what? You know, Reaper League has nothing to fear from Vincent the Bay except a sword fight. Ah.
No, you can't make it cute. You can't make this cute.
Yeah, what? But Vince, your ignorance is
right, you did the Reaper
running
League thing
over
again.
Spike, oh,
fucking, did you not hear Tyr?
Oh my god, fuck it, I'm going for a cigarette, whatever.
You just gotta push the mute button, like, watch this. You just,
yeah, did you even listen to Tyr, Vince?
No. Bags of dogs. Who did that?
Like, I can't even remember who the fuck said it earlier, but why the fuck are we even giving this dude any attention? Seriously.
I said not to. Everybody just didn't go. Like, before you guys went, he probably had maybe 12 listeners, and then you guys start filling up his room, and it goes up to 19. Had you just not gone, his show would have sucked, and it would have been better than all of us. Like,
fucking, I didn't want to leave Danny behind by himself.
Danny's fine. He's a big boy.
He had 20 people. Now he's got 40.
See what we do?
Yeah,
why?
But he
why
needs
to... He treats us like shit. He mutes us. He calls you all Reaper League. Like, why?
Because we're bored.
No, he doesn't even recognize the gay contingent in this...
And it's true.
Yo, man, hey, guys, I've been private messaging Shady Player. Yo, check it. I've been private messaging Shady Player, and, like, he hasn't responded, dude. That's all. He freaking tweeted out. He's like,
I want to do WrestleMania with you, or the derp, because I think it's a real thing.
So, fucking, I'm like, yo, let's do this. Let's get on Tiny Chat. Let's get on Mike, on cam, face-to-face. We'll do this shit. He hasn't responded, dude.
I don't even know who he is. Why does he think he's worthy to be on WrestleMania?
He was designated by Vince to go in and check out the Wrestle League radio show and to give back feedback on what he thought about the show. So he did, and he went in, and he basically said the show sucked and all that. So he's been playing as a little troll like that since.
Yeah, but you know what? These people come out of nowhere and they do that. Same with the people that come out of nowhere and they're like, oh, why don't you dox me? Why don't you show me that you can dox? And why don't you dox? It's like, I don't know. You're some fucking irrelevant nigger. Like, I'm not going to spend even 1 minute online Googling your name. Like,
exactly.
And now he says that because you guys got mad. And you know what? I'll address that too. Yeah, I got mad when you wasted my time by calling me out thinking we had an opportunity for some entertainment here that I can put in the PDF I'm putting out later. Maybe me and you go at it, talk shit to each other on camera or whatever, and make it funny if you had any talent, but you don't, apparently. You're too scared to even do that.
Right.
So, I mean, he's not responding. So, yeah, right, I get mad when people fucking waste my time.
He's right here.
We've been on air this whole fucking time, all right?
Why doesn't he announce when you're on the air or not? He just, like, sneakily
because he's a bitch.
In the fucking green room, don't even tell you.
Because he's
be
a
talking.
Bitch.
I could be, like, talking about...
He's trying to smear us, man. Oh, God.
It's a smear campaign.
We're currently on
air. Smear campaign.
What?
And Shady Player's all
like that shady, shady
yeah,
talk.
Well, because you are, Shady Player. You are. You are a bitch. You're a punk-ass bitch.
Shady Player, you are not fucking worthy being on WrestleMania. We don't know who you are, okay? You're not special
what?
Enough. Please, don't flatter yourself.
What?
All right, go. James, go ahead. You're on. Who's this? What's up? All right, dude. That were you playing that off your speakers or something?
Shit, nigga. What the fuck?
Shit. Yeah, tap it out, dude. Work it out. You know, speaking
that's
of
awesome.
Tapping out, you know what? I'm.
Look,
guys,
I just want to say, you know,
sticking out of the green room.
A guy trying.
Room and put you on the show, and I'm going to go in the green room with Nikki Smokes a lot, all right? So we're going to switch.
What?
We should just, like, is he gone? Is Vince gone?
Niggers. I'm going to bring you on, okay?
I think you just gave us the show, you guys.
Can we have it?
Vince, get your shit together.
Vince in the right, Bay son? Openly supports the Ku Klux Klan. He's a white supremacist.
There we go.
And he violates the... I'm going to... If this gets archived and someone listens to this, he violates the terms of service constantly.
Blonde Talk Radio officially hates niggers.
Blonde Talk Radio.
What? Vince in the Bay star.
Vince in the Bay supports sea cows, and that is not okay.
What? His soundboard is ran by little Chinese children.
What?
Mm-hmm.
Shoddy Player's soft chats.
What?
Fuck yeah, we're about them hard chats, nigga. Hard chats, nigga.
What?
Shit.
Shit.
All right, well, I'm going to go and play with Tara for a while.
Have fun.
Yeah. Oh, you fucking pervert.
Bye.
You're just jealous.
Bye. Eh.
I know what they're doing.
Everybody doesn't know what they're doing is retarded.
Danny, would you like to announce WrestleMania?
47 feet.
What? Fucking entertain you. Who the fuck do you think you are, Nick?
We got 47 feet of snow.
47 feet of snow.
47.
We got 47 feet of snow.
47 feet of snow.
What?
Let's just make soundboard noise for the next hour on Vince in the back.
No, I think we should just dead quiet, like dead fucking quiet.
We had half an hour to annoy people.
Really?
Yeah.
What time is it?
We just have the show to ourselves.
Yeah,
no,
right now. Did he mute us?
Yeah.
No, we're live.
No, we're muted. I just
yes.
Muted. Someone said muted.
What?
Let's kill it now.
Those guys dropped out. What was that all about? Wrestle League Radio, like, took over.
And they're gone just like that, huh?
No, just as quick as they came, they left. And speaking of came, I came virtually all over my computer screen because of what happened between you and I in the green room right now, Nikki. Thank you very much.
My pleasure.
Wow. Yes, the coast is clear, everybody. We're back. If you want to join the party, 347-826-7667. There's 26 minutes left to salvage what's left of this. I'm Vince. I got Nikki here, and we're going to try a call. Go ahead, Jamie. You're on the air. Who's this?
Money, success, fame, brony. Money,
oh,
success,
this goes.
Fame, brony, money, success, 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 fame, brony, money, success.
All right, you know what he was doing there?
What's that called?
That was a sample of Ghost saying money, success, fame, bronies.
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 Is
yeah.
It brony or brownie?
No, brony. Bronies are the grown men who are into My Little Pony.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I have a My Little Pony.
Yeah, you're a chick, though. That's okay. You shouldn't be. Although you're kind of old. I don't know. I mean, whatever.
Not old.
For posterity. Yeah, whatever. Well, I mean, you know, you're not old. But I mean.
I'm not ashamed of my age, to be honest with you.
It's targeted towards, you know, young girls, not grown men.
Absolutely.
All right, let's go to the phone. Let's go to the phones here. Let's see who this is. Go to caller. You're on there. All right, let's go to the phone. Let's go to the phones here. Let's see who this is. Go to caller. All right, let's go to the phone. Some feedback going on. Try again. All right, here's another caller. Go ahead. You're on the air with Vince and Nikki. Hey. Caller? Hello? You called in? Your hand's up?
Say hi.
Unmute yourself, maybe. Oh, shady player dropped off. 904 area code. You're on the air. Who's this?
Hey, Vince. How you doing?
Hey, who's that?
This is Cyber Monkey. It's been a while. How you been, man?
Oh, yeah, Cyber Monkey. It's good. I've been good, man. Just having kind of a slow show tonight. I just got trolled really hard by Reaper League. And, you know, I'm still kind of reeling from that. They sort of just kind of stole my show away from me. Thank God they got bored with it and left. But, yeah, it's just another Free Ball Friday. You know, I'm not wearing any underpants. I'm trying to get a cyber date going here with Nikki, and you know we're hanging out in the green room, just having a good time.
Oh my God, you got Nikki on the show?
Yeah, you remember Nikki Smokes a Lot?
Oh yeah, I heard she's like amazingly hot.
Yes, she's a nice little package. That's for damn sure.
Very nice, very nice.
Nice to meet you. Thank you.
So what's been going on with you, Cyber Monkey? What's on your mind tonight?
Well, I'll tell you what. I basically, just to be honest, I called in to troll the trolls.
Oh, you missed them.
I got a challenge for ReaperSec and Russell League, or Reaper League as well.
I want to give. Hang on a second. I got to give some instruction to Geist in the chat room. Geist, okay. You're going to actually. You know what, Geist? I'm going to give you 2 minutes for not knowing how to scroll in my chat room. It's the smallest font possible. That's like it almost doesn't even count for scrolling. But you know, you should use 22 bold. It doesn't matter what font it is. 22 bold. So you get 2 minutes, guys. 2 minutes for small font scrolling. It's a new one. Little peen. That's what Guest says. That's right.
Can I ask a question?
Yeah, go ahead.
What is Dorner juice?
Oh no, you don't even want to know. These guys are okay. You know who Christopher Dorner is?
Why does the name sound familiar?
Because it's been all over the news the last 2 days.
Okay, yes.
The former cop that's a fugitive right now. There's a manhunt for him in L.A.
Yes. I'm sorry. Yes.
Yeah. Everybody kind of court of public opinion thinks that he's more or less just kind of gone out of line by killing innocent people, as have the LAPD and their response in assaulting innocent people. It's just a horrible story all the way around. And so, of course, the trolls and the internet, the naked belly of the internet has come together and in full force trolling on Twitter using a hashtag called Team Dorner, and you know, doing stuff like I'll read you some of these tweets I got. I had to close my Twitter because I couldn't read this stuff.
I would like to thank the one I do for making fun of me on your chat board by saying that I have the Dorner juice. Thanks, Jew, or whoever he is.
One-eyed Jew? Don't tell me.
Who is it? One-eyed Eggnog or something?
Eggnog?
No, I don't know. It's going by so fast. Your chat just flips by.
Yeah, forget it, dude.
Shut up, stupid. He's so silly.
Oh, One-Eye-O-G.
Yeah, somebody, yeah.
I don't think that's One Angry Jew or One-Eye Jew. I think it's somebody else.
I don't know.
It's all good. Hey.
Oh, it is. It's hilarious. I'm over here cracking
still
up.
Still got Soul Butter in the house, and Robotic Chaotic is in the house. Hey, hey, hey. What? Is that stupid? Does that sound lame when I say hey, hey, hey?
No, since I'm just watching all of this and I'm laughing and I'm smoking a bowl and I'm having a good time.
Yeah, me too. Yeah, just enjoy the ride. The bumpy part's over. The trolls are gone. We can now just it's all downhill from here. Let's go. Cyber Monkey's still here. Feel free to chime in at any time, Cyber Monkey.
Oh, I'm here. Actually, right. If I could, I don't want to start any shit on the rest of the show.
Oh, there's already been enough shit. It doesn't matter.
I just wanted to put it out to the rest of the Russell League and the Reaper League and everybody else. You know what? I think you guys are nothing more than, like, new fags, idiots. You don't know what the fuck you're doing. And I'm just going to simply put it out there. Come at me.
Yeah!
Bring it on.
Right. There's already a goddamn Twitter account called Dorner's Corner, and it says Team Dorner. It says Team Dorner. Vincent the Bay, thanks for your support. That's it. That's terrible. I'm blocking Dorner's Corner, by the way. That's disgusting.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. Created 12 minutes ago. And who's it tweeted? Me. That's it.
That's hilarious.
These trolls work fast.
Yes, oh, great.
Now Geisty's tweeting me Team Dorner. Dorner. I keep saying Dorner because it looks like an M. I'm sorry. I can't. I just read it as an M. I need glasses, man. You know what? Geisty is trying to troll me on Twitter because he can't troll me in my chat room. He's spamming me on Twitter. I can just block him on Twitter, right? Bada bing. How do I block his ass? Block. Boom.
Oh, my God. I'll tell you this. You're getting flooded like a motherfucker on your... on the chat room right now.
Yeah, I know. I'm playing chat room moderator right now. There's 2 minutes for floss. 2 minutes floss for spam or scrolling GNAA for life. Ma, what do you want this? You want some of this too, Ma? Is that what you're... Ma, you know, believe it or not, Ma is a kind of... When she wants to turn into troll mode, she's kind of nasty. I'm seriously... You know, I booted Danny last night, and I booted Spyco like last week. I was very close to booting Melissa 13 at one point, like a couple weeks ago, just out of nowhere. She's just being vicious and just unrelenting in her scrolling, and it was just like, who is this? You know what? I think it could have been Sicko trolling through her account, maybe. I don't know.
No, she was on, wasn't she? I remember that.
She's doing... Now everybody's trolling me with the teeny, tiny scroll text. It does nothing. Seriously. Knick-knack, look at Knick-knack's line of Team Dorner. Or Gonzo's, you know, whatever, 20-point font. It's almost the same size.
Those kids are insane. Yep.
Yeah, I don't know.
Whatever. I don't know, man. I'll tell you this. I get a lot of respect for Anon Sicko and Melissa 13. And
okay, now I got.
I would say with both of them, they get a pretty decent amount of talent. I wouldn't really piss them off too much. I'm just saying.
My Tyrone Ninja unfollowed and blocked. Gelco. Gelco blocked.
One-eyed eggnog is just has got to be under the age of 14. Just watching his posts, half the time he came and stuff.
All right, I'm blocking people. I'm spending my time blocking people on Twitter. This is ridiculous.
This is
just let it pass. Just let it pass.
Oh my god. Hey Vince.
Yeah.
Hey.
Yeah, dude, we're almost.
I just wanted to put it out there, but I just wanted to put it out there real quick, but you know, you're pretty interesting and everything, and you put on an amazing show and all that, but you really have a solid, sexy guest on the line, Nikki. Maybe we should hear a little bit more from her. I'm just saying.
Yeah, absolutely.
So, is that cool with you?
That's totally cool with me. Nikki, what's on your mind?
Just kicking back, smoking a bowl, enjoying my Friday evening.
Hell yeah.
There you go, Monkey. What do you want?
Yeah, what do you want? What do you want to know? What do you want to talk about?
Like, what are you smoking?
Oh, I'm just weed. It's just weed. I'm smoking it out of a really nice bowl, though.
Cane. All right, hey, let's take another call here. There's somebody. I want to squeeze in as many calls as we can before this is over. So if you want to get in, there's 13 minutes left. 347-826-7667. Go ahead, caller. You're on the air. Who's this?
Hello, Vince.
Hello. Hi. Who's that?
Hi, this is Chris Dotter. A lot of people think I sound like a black guy just because I'm black.
Wait a second. Who are you?
I'm the guy everybody's looking for, Vince. They think I sound like a black guy when clearly I speak just like a professional black man. And I will get
professional
my vengeance.
Black man?
Yes, I'm going to have my vengeance. But for now, I'm hiding in Meep's cunt. Her big, smelly cunt.
Oh, wow.
She's got a big one. She sounds hot. I honestly think Meeps is she sounds really hot.
Mm.
She's got a sort of just a hint of an accent. Well, a little more than a hint, but it's you know, got that international feel to it. She sounds very exotic.
Yeah, I've got to see, man.
That way. It's sexy. And Geist is spamming my chat room, sort of. Still in small font, though.
Desert Rose is so funny. I love her.
Desert Rose, call in. Save us, please.
I wish she would.
Yeah, let's take another call. Yeah, we need more females to call in. Okay, Dorner dropped off. Whatever. Thank God. Oh man, only 10 minutes left to go. Let's do this. Donnie, you're on. Who's what's going on?
My little pony.
Stupid bronies. All right, go ahead. Caller, you're on the line. Who's this?
Yeah, that me?
That's you.
Yeah, what up, man?
Hey.
Yo, man, what's up? Yeah. Can you hear me? I'm on the air.
Yeah, you're on the air, sir. What's your name?
Oh, my name's D.
D?
D. You don't remember me calling in last week?
No, absolutely not, no. What's going on, though?
Well, I'll be representing Anonymous and that Cyber Monkey Boy. I don't know.
What do you mean you don't know? What do you mean you don't know?
Why don't you ask? I'm all right here.
Why is Demon Snake muted? That's weird. He's asleep and muted. How did that happen? It's so weird. Did somebody break into my switchboard?
Shit.
Sorry, I got carried away. What were you saying? Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, go ahead, dude. You're there.
Right.
Hello? Is this thing on? Can you hear me, Nikki?
Oh, I can hear you. You're
okay,
nervous.
Good. I don't know what this guy's doing. He's just, I just hear white noise. Okay, let's try another call. Poop Tickler Senior. Senior. It's not Ghost's show. Ghost is gone, dude. Sorry. I'm not Ghost. Ghost, man. These poor kids. These kids, they miss Ghost. They don't have an outlet to play their remix soundboards. So they come here thinking they're going to get, I don't know, God knows what. Thank God we have less than 10 minutes left to go. It's almost over.
Amen.
Now Melissa 13 is spamming me on Twitter with small UMAD Vince texts. I don't know you could do that. You should do that. You can do different size texts on Twitter. I did not know that.
I don't even understand what you're talking about. But cool.
Okay, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to retweet it then and go on Twitter and check it out.
Okay.
Yeah, tell me if this text that I retweeted, it's not... like small.
Every time I type in your name, Vin Diesel comes up for some reason.
Vin Diesel?
Every time.
Oh, don't even put
it's
me
so weird.
Sentence. No way. Is that guy? I saw that there's another. I missed the commercial, but apparently there's another, like Fast and Furious 7 or whatever. I don't even know what number they're up to now. It's another Fast and Furious. Is he back in that? He's so 10 years ago.
I don't like him. I don't know. I just know who he is. And
Nick Next. Dormer Award 2013 goes to Vincent the Bay. That's fucked up, dude.
Ooh, that is super small. Look at that. Remember that night that I was texting you and I said that I couldn't read it? That's how small it was.
That's what she said. 347-826-7667. We got 6 minutes to go. Oh, so I guess Melissa and Robotic Chaotic both found that, or Robotic found it, and Melissa utilized it to kick ass. Okay, so you can tweet. Oh, it's one of these third-party things. Yeah, dude, I don't know about that. That's kind of a cool trick, though. You got me there for a second. Good times. 347-826-7667. We're almost done. So if you want to call in and get a final word in, you better do it quick. All right, here we go. James, what's up? It sounds like Spyco. Spyco? That's disgusting. 347-826-7667. The only person that should be having violent orgasms on air should be Nikki. That's it. And Desert Rose, if she calls in, that'd be great. If you guys both climaxed on air at the same time, wouldn't that be hot?
That would be. We could rub our big gigantic boobs together.
Oh, that would be so awesome.
You could, like, pour oil.
Oh, yeah.
All of, as we do.
And you just slosh them around on each other. Yeah.
Yeah, get real sloppy. Oil everywhere.
Nick Knack says, I just dornered all over my keyboard. Yeah. Oh, shit, says Black Lynx. Oil and boobs, now it's getting good. Oh, yeah. Oh, we can go into overtime and play a little bit. Hey, go ahead, Donnie, you're on the air. Who's this? Sounds like he's still working on it. I don't know, we'll come back to him. I don't think he's going to climax for a while. Sounds like he's just getting warmed up.
Yeah, he was just getting started.
Hopefully he can finish before the show's over. There's less than 5 minutes left. Oh, hallelujah. I can't believe we made it all this way. Thank you, everybody in the chat room, for sticking it out. You know, this is the Internet's best mediocre radio show, and it would be nothing without you, the listener. Thank you so much, and the callers. I really appreciate it. It was fun. I was stoked to have Meep's Ghost, or Meep Kitty Fuck, whatever, Meep's. It was an honor to have her on, and unfortunately she came attached to 25 other trolls. So, I don't know. Maybe another time Meeps can be my special guest. That would be awesome. She's a cutie. Yeah, big ups to all those people that called in earlier. And thank you to everybody in the chat room for sticking around. Big Bill in the building. Black Lynx. Chaos Cupid. Cyber Monkey. Demon Snake. Dougie, you're down in Southern California. You got to be careful, man. Watch out. Dorner. Nick says, never go full Dorner events. Dude, you just are unrelenting. Nick is just unrelenting with the Dorner crap. Desert Rose. Thank you for listening, darling. Good to see you in the chat room. I miss your show, Desert Rose. For those of you who don't know, Desert Rose does a great late night radio program when she's not busy doing other stuff in real life, and she's a beautiful woman, and I would love to have her and Nikki on together at the same time. And they do a show together, actually. And hopefully they'll be doing one of those soon. I miss you, Desert Rose. Blog Talk Radio misses you. You are an institution here, and it's great to see you in my chat room. Oh, by the way, also Big Bill, by the way, is part of Marijuana Happy Hour on another Blog Talk Radio show. That Nikki smokes a lot, supportive. And let's see, Dougie in the building. Guest, a.k.a. GU357. Dorner in Robotic Kiosk says Dorner in the Bay. It's fucked up, dude. He could be in the Bay. Who fucking knows, man? Seriously, he's on the loose. He could be anywhere.
He could be.
I was watching before I got on the air tonight. I was watching some Jason Bourne, and people were making similarities.
Mm-hmm.
Oh Jesus! Dorner's Corner now says Team Dorner says I'm coming for you, Vincent Bay, and then hashtag high priority target. That's fucked up, dude. That's not even funny. Oh, Nas retweeting a quote from me saying, I'm spending my time blocking people on Twitter. Yeah. Well, right now I'm spending my time retweeting people on Twitter. All right. So we're almost done. Cyber Monkey, any final thoughts before we leave?
No, I'm good, man. All I got to say with Russell League and Reaper League,
mm-hmm.
You got to see you got the balls. Come at me, bro.
Ooh. Okay, there you go. High priority target right there, Cyber Monkey. Okay, Nikki, final thoughts, darling.
Yes. Great show, Vince. Keep up the good work. You're always entertaining as usual. And I just talked to Desert Rose. We will be doing a show this Sunday.
Excellent. What time on Sunday?
10 or 11, not sure, East Coast. So that would be 7-8 West Coast.
All right.
In there somewhere. I'll tweet it out and let you know.
Yeah, I'll be there.
But definitely Rant Radio for Women this Sunday.
There you go, Rant Radio for Women. Oh, I wish you guys... Can you try to virtually do the titties together thing with the oil? Can you try to reenact that at least like...
Maybe I'll make an animate.
Oh, that'd be hot.
We'll see
All
if
right.
I have this.
Thanks, everybody, for coming out. I appreciate everybody listening. Follow me on Twitter, twitter.com/Vince in the Bay. Oh, shit, I didn't say all the other people, like Little Lion, Mach Mechanism, Melissa 13, Norwalk. Oh, shit, Norwalk showed up. Knickknack, Nikki Smokes a Lot, Nyan Wall, One-Eyed OG, Robotic Chaotic, who else? Tales of Hare and Harry, Bert, and fucking Geist. Wow. Well, that was fun. I'm glad that's over. Let's see. I have Nikki, I have Cyber Monkey, and I have Jamie Wilson. Go ahead, Jamie. Hey, Nikki, what does this sound like? Hey, Nikki, did you think that was hot?
I'm getting really turned on.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. That's kind of weird. It sounds like
right, hearing people have sex, doesn't that turn you on?
Yeah, but it sounds like two guys.
Doesn't that make you just a fuck? Get naked and fuck when you hear other people having sex?
Well, not when it's two guys.
Was it two guys?
Yeah, it was two guys.
That's a radio, Vince. Ew.
You want to hear it again?
Really?
Sure.
No,
I put on...
not really so much.
But you just said you thought it was you enjoyed it. I
thought it was a guy getting off. Like maybe he was fucking a girl and you couldn't hear her or something. She was just lazy.
No. No,
no, it was two guys.
It's two guys. Listen again.
Oh,
here
I'm gonna puke.
Here we go. Here it is again.
No. That's just not right.
Yeah, that kind of, like, I had a boner up until that. It kind of turned me off.
Yeah, I'm all kinds of dried up. Like the fucking Sahara Desert over here now.
Oh, we can take care of that.
Oh, really?
Yeah, we'll take care of that.
Oh, I know you can, baby.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man. You follow I Like Girls Daily, don't you?
Oh, yes, I do.
Oh, my God, dude. I wish I could retweet some of this shit. I would lose so many followers.
I do. I get a bunch, and then I'll post some very nice lingerie, I think. And then I lose a bunch of followers. And then I'll post some weed pictures, and then they come back.
Oh,
whatever.
Are you in the chat room right now?
Yes.
All right. Let me... Oh, here's one. Wow. I don't know who this bitch is, but she's kind of hot.
All right. What do you got here for me, Matt?
This chick, she's got like a pink top on. She's
ooh,
all like a punk rocker
sexy
chick. But she
yeah
has her tank top, she pulls it down and got her tits, and she's just like.
I love her.
You know, her ass cheeks up against the wall. She's all bent over. Like.
Wow, she's got beautiful hair color, too. Those boots are hot. Yeah, she's got nice tits. I'm just fucking with you, man.
She's got great tits.
Yes, she does. I'd suck them.
I'm trying to find this. Oh, here we go. Wait. This is, ooh. God. I'm going to send you a couple more. Oh. All right. Here we go. Check this out.
Nice.
I like that one too.
Very nice.
Sinful. This is so wrong. It makes for terrible radio, though. It makes for horrible radio, you know, just going through nudes online.
Well, look, it actually is pretty smart. Your chat room slowed down quite a bit. They're all flapping to the nudes now.
It's a diversion tactic. They don't know, and they're not even listening. They're just in the, they're like, whoa, what's this?
I know. Good job, Vince. Nicely done.
A little bonus material for them. I'm trying to find this. There was one that I favorited like a couple of days ago that was... Oh, shit.
Dornography. That's hilarious.
No, Cyber Monkey, you don't have to hang up. You're unmuted, dude. You can talk if you want. We're just hanging out. I don't know. I'll probably turn off the show in a little bit, but I'm just hanging out here. It's overtime. Oh. Doesn't matter.
Is Cyber Monkey still on?
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. Well, I want to talk to you. I want to ask you some questions.
Yeah.
Sure. Go for it.
Are you smoking weed?
Actually, I love smoking weed. It's amazing. But at the same time, it's like not my drug of choice.
Can I ask what your drug of choice is? Do you feel comfortable?
Making love.
Okay, so like, I like doing things that like excite my adrenaline naturally.
Like what?
So pretty much everything, pretty much everything is extreme.
So you're an adrenaline junkie. That you prefer to get high doing things by getting your adrenaline going. What do you mountain climb, stuff like that? Skydive, bungee jump? What are you talking about?
Well, I'm a pilot. So outside of that, I jump out of airplanes.
Excellent.
Kind of sick, kind of weird in a way, if you know what I mean.
How long have you been flying planes?
Since 1996.
Really?
Yeah.
That's interesting. I have a friend that flies planes, too, that I went to high school with. Seems
really
interesting. I like seeing the pictures. They take pictures. I don't know how they do it when they're flying a plane. I personally, to be honest with you, have never even been in a plane.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
You ought to try it. You might
I'm
have
afraid
a good
of height. I'm afraid I'd have to get drunk just to get on the plane so I could pass out until I got to my destination.
No. You're going to fly it.
I'd be looking around at every person that wasn't white. I'm not racist, but I would be panicking. Any move anybody made, I'd be like, oh, my God.
Shit, son.
Why did we smoke that joint before we got to the airport?
Really? Now, actually, I'll tell you this. It's, flying an airplane is really easier than driving a car.
Less bumps.
Well, no, it's not that. It's just simply this. You know, you turn around and, like, you get off, you get up in the air, you ain't gonna put up with anybody else's bullshit or nothing like that. When you get to where you're going, you turn around and you say, okay, well, hey, I'm here. I'm getting ready to intend to land at your airport. And give me a squawk code so I can, like, identify with your air traffic control, and let me land. It's as simple as that.
Are you part of the Mile High Club, too?
Oh, yes.
Tell me about it.
Oh, my God. Which time?
What?
Which time?
The first time. That'd be the best. Bit the first time.
What if the second time was better?
Actually,
no, the first, you would think the first time would be better because more excitement, you know? You're thinking you're going to get caught.
Actually, the first time was more, like, nervous.
Right.
We were in a small plane, and it was with my my ex-wife. But I'll tell you this. Okay, so, like, we went up in a Cherokee 6 with a friend of mine.
Oh, he's gone. He dropped.
Oh, that's sad. Bye, Cyber Monkey.
Oh, well. That was cool.
Yeah, it was interesting. I didn't know that he was a pilot.
Neither did I. You learned something. All right, dude. Let's just see if this moaning, this guy is still moaning. Jamie. Jamie? Jamie sounds like he's in the water. I don't know. Hello? In the bathtub? Somebody drown himself in the bathtub? What the hell? That's terrible.
It's a little weird.
Yeah. All right. We should shut the show down, I think. I think that's been
I'm
enough.
I'm tired.
Yeah, I'm ready to pass out. I'm glad you stuck it out with me, though. Thanks for calling in.
Hey, thanks for the invite.
Mm-hmm. Always.
I like the green room.
Yeah.
Green's my favorite color.
Do you want to go on the green room while I play some music to end the show?
Yeah.
Okay.
We can do things in the green room that we can't do out here on the air.
Yeah, I know. Here, I want to play this. All right. Good night, everybody. And that's going to wrap it up here. I'm Vince in the Bay, your host, once again for another edition of Free Bowel Friday, every Friday night here on Blog Talk Radio from 9 p.m. Pacific. Starting at 9 p.m. Pacific, that's 12 a.m. Eastern. Every Friday night, it's Free Bowel Friday with Vince in the Bay. That's right. Call in every Friday without any underpants on. This is the bonus track at the end of the show. Kind of like the Beatles. Anyhoot. That's it, kiddos. I'm going to sign off, and until next time, which will probably be Sunday night, maybe. Something like that. Yeah. Sunday night. Check out me, Vince in the Bay. Until next time, follow me on Twitter, twitter.com/VinceInTheBay. Good night. Or good morning. Or whatever.
Take down your pants.
Are you on the level?
You're going to take down your pants, or do I have to do it for you?
Thank you very much.